High winds battered the Czech Republic on Thursday night and Friday morning, damaging buildings, interrupting traffic, and taking four lives. It was part of a violent storm front that swept across large parts of Europe, causing havoc not only here, but also in Britain, France, and Germany. Ilya Maritz has the details.
On Wenceslas Square last night, plastic bags danced in the air, and pedestrians shielded their eyes as strong gusts blew dirt and debris everywhere. Elsewhere, the storm was much worse than a mere annoyance. In the town of Vestetz, two young men died instantly when a poplar tree fell on their automobile. In North Bohemia, a firefighter was killed by a falling log just after he had cleared an overturned tree. All across the country, there were power outages and traffic accidents, a few of them serious. Meteorologist Radim Dolash of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute says it's not uncommon for there to be windstorms in January, but the strength of the gale is surprising.
Each year we discover one or two storms in the January. It's not unusual, but unusual was the wind speed which was the measure on the stations. We measure the maximum on the mountains, especially on the Krkonoše, Krušné hory, Beskydy and Jeseníky mountains, where the wind speed was over 40, even the 60 meter per second. It means 200 kilometer per hour.
Emergency services were stretched to their limit, trying to cope with the wind's effects. Firefighters reported 3,400 incidents connected with the weather, the highest number since the 2002 flooding of the Vltava River. Around 23,000 calls to emergency helplines were also placed during the night. Rail traffic was interrupted in a number of places, including along the line that connects Prague and Berlin, and the České Budějovice-Vienna line. German national railways cancelled all train service for several hours, a measure České dráhy, or Czech railways, did not take. The Czech national airline, CSA, cancelled about 20 flights. By morning, the winds had died down considerably, but Dr. Tolash warns that the storm is not over yet.
We suppose that today and probably during the night and sometimes on Saturday, we expect the wind speed quite high too, but maximally till 30 meters per second.
Some newspapers have called the storm a hurricane, even giving it a name, Kirill. Tolash says that's nonsense.
It was the very quick moving of the cold atmospheric front together with the storm. It wasn't the hurricane. It was the low pressure on the northern part of Europe, especially that low pressure was moving from Atlantic through the North Pole, and it was only the low pressure, no hurricane.
Despite that cold front, the Czech Republic on Thursday experienced more record high temperatures, 14 degrees Celsius in the Czech capital,